friends, we are now at the sixth day of our novena. Let us give a little more attention to our need not only to praise Our Lady. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Hail, Holy Queen. Yes, we must begin with praise, because that is the very basis of our being able to invoke her. At the time of the Protestant Reformation in the West, it was precisely this point that was rejected. Not necessarily praise of the woman, but that we needed to invoke her. That we desperately needed to invoke her. And it was said, well, that's not necessary. You can approach Christ directly. Cardinal Newman, in a beautiful sermon, The Glories of Mary, The Privileges of Mary, we may say, for the sake of her Son. He pointed out that with the elimination of Marian mediation and specifically forbidding the invocation of Our Lady as idolatrous, instead of exalting Christ, it led to complete indifference, total forgetfulness for all practical purposes. And this is so sad. He said, not the forgetfulness of Our Lady, the refusal or the utter disinterest in the most precious gift Jesus gave to us in addition to himself. He gave her to us precisely so that we would want to be with him. We would want to have him in our hearts, in our homes, in our interior dwelling place, just as he wanted to be there. The Father so trusted the Immaculate Conception that he entrusted to Mary, his only begotten Son, and the Son so loved her beauty and goodness that he wanted to be literally her Son, not me merely just figuratively, as it were, but literally her Son, and obey her, and Saint Joseph. Most people think of God as so high and exalted he could not become man. That was the problem with the famous Protestant exegete Rudolf Bultmann. Thought of becoming Catholic once, but he couldn't bring himself to believe that God could literally become man without ceasing to be God. He couldn't believe in the miracle of the Incarnation, so he junked all miracles. But at least he was honest in saying why he didn't become a Catholic. That was the problem. And the problem of the divine transcendence is solved so simply with Our Lady. She brought, without ceasing to be God, he became one of us, a little baby. Who can't approach on a baby and love the baby and see all that is good in being conceived, in being born? And now God is conceived as one of us and really is one of us, so that we can be a part of that stupendous mystery and joy and fellowship in heaven. We want to reflect on how much our need is, and that God is under no particular obligations, especially after original sin, to provide an answer. But the answer he provided couldn't have been better in any other possible world. Mary. Gate to earth for those who are in heaven, and gate to heaven for those who are on earth. So simple, so profound, that we do need faith, to be sure. We have to pinch ourselves almost. Is it really true? And the first Marian dogma proclaimed, 431, Ephesus, she really is Theotokos, Dei Genitrix, Mother of God. And so we want to, as it were, take seriously all those exhortations of the saints, of the popes, of the councils, pray to Our Lady. If it isn't a special need, if your needs have been met, pray for others, as Our Lady did. St. Bonaventure tells us Our Lady died, not doing damage control, making up for her sin. She, out of charity, out of love for us, she fully shared the compassion of Christ. That's what the Latin word compassio, suffering with, it requires. The sword that pierced her soul. But so much did she fear the suffering of Jesus in her mind and heart that she felt the very pains of death, the Greek seraphic doctor says, in her body, without dying, for Christ's sake, for our sake, because our Lord wanted her to remain. He knew what a problem we would have with hope. Is not that the great need today, spiritual need, to have a valid hope, not to live simply for what particular charge you get out of this or that pleasure? And it is Our Lady who provides that. This is the message of St. Maximilian Kolbe, of St. Teresa Benedict of Rosita Stein, martyrs of the concentration camps. What did they do when they were there? They didn't throw up their hands in self-pity, but they shored up, as Our Lady was doing through them, the faith and above all the hope of the other prisoners. If they were ruined in their bodies, their souls were preserved safe. That is a stupendous thing, to be ready at the moment of death in the state of grace. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death, amen. All the other things will be ours. Now let us once again recite our novena prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Novena in honor of the Assumption of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
O Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God and Mother of Man, we believe with all the fervor of our faith in your triumphal assumption into heaven, where you are claimed as queen by all the choirs of angels and legions of saints. We unite with them to praise and bless the Lord, who has exalted you above all other pure creatures, and to offer you the tribute of our devotion and our love. From the shadows of this valley of tears, we seek your heavenly assistance and tender mercy to comfort our aching hearts, and to help in the trials of the Church and of our country. Accept the intentions we offer you in this novena, and be pleased to grant them according to our need, and according to the good pleasure of your Son. For we are confident that in the glory where you reign, you continue your manifold intercession to bring us celestial gifts. In the glory which you possess in body and soul in heaven, this image and beginning of the Church, as it is to be perfected in the world to come, until the day of the Lord shall come, continue to shine forth on earth as a sign of certain hope and comfort for all your children. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, who assumed to celestial glory the body and soul of your Son's mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, grant, we beg you, that being ever intent upon heavenly things, we may merit to share in her glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.